You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, we have as our guest, Debbie Diddle, the president of the New Beginnings Animal Rescue. Debbie, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Ken and Jane.
It's our pleasure. Well, our show is about real estate, and it mainly we talk about for people's needs, but certainly pets need real estate. They need good homes to go to, too. So we thought it's appropriate to have you on to talk about the efforts, the great efforts that you're making for the cats and kittens in the community.
Absolutely.
Yes. So can you share the story of how the rescue center was founded?
Sure. So New Beginnings was formed after the closure of the Sayreville Pet Adoption Center in 2014 by a group of then volunteers that wanted to continue this important function. The rescue was opened on Cranberry Road, and at the time we housed both cats and dogs, but we lost our lease there, so we had to move to our current location, which is on Route 18 North. So we were unable to handle dogs due to the lack of kennels, so now we only house cats and kittens.
Okay. Where exactly is your, what's the address?
So we're located at 742, Route 18 North in East Brunswick, right across from Brunswick Square Mall.
Okay. And if people are interested in adopting, about how many beautiful cats and kittens do you have in the shelter right now that are looking for forever homes?
We have about 36 cats and kittens right now, and we have adoption hours, which are on Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 6 to 8, and then Friday and Saturday from 12 to 5.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, that's great. And how do you see the turnaround time? Like right now you have 36, and then obviously the sooner those cats and kittens get adopted, the more then you can open up more space to take more cats and kittens, because we were talking before the show, that a lot of the cats come from kill shelters in northern New Jersey.
So yes. Yeah. So we try to sometimes we have a lot of people coming in. Sometimes we don't have anybody for a few weeks, but we try to do a 2-week turnaround time. We will check references and we will make sure that we try to match the cat with the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know a lot of dog shelter. They definitely very care about matching the pet with the family. I remembered our daughter. We adopted two. We always animal people family. We always adopt from the shelter, especially helping our daughter. Always love to help with the animal. So she wanted a little dog. So we had the two big ones. We have the one all the way to North Jersey, right, Ken?
Yeah, everybody.
And they required us to bring the whole family, the two dogs.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
So yeah, they do match. And actually the one we were, we were in line. We got the first choice, but because the dogs doesn't get
along. They didn't
along,
get along.
We couldn't.
Yeah, and that happens.
We switched. But we're grateful. So we got a little one named Chip. So that was really
that's
good
when
one.
She was in sixth grade. That became her companion to get her through the school.
Yes.
And we do that. We ask that the whole family comes in and spends a lot of time with the cat so we can see how they interact. Yeah. And sometimes, sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. We can't always find the perfect match. But we always tell them, hey, if not this time around, maybe the next batch of cats.
Right. Because sometimes some cats may get along with both dogs and other cats. Some cats may only prefer that home where they're the center of attention. So it all varies, just like with dogs.
Just like a people.
People. It's all different personalities.
Personality. Yeah, exactly.
And that is so true. Like, we have one cat now. Her name is Audrey. She's a beautiful cat. But she needs to be in a single home. She wants to be the queen center. Of the roost.
The queen.
She wants to be the queen. And so if there's other pets, we don't recommend that they take Audrey. But then we have other cats and kittens that would thrive in a house full of other pets.
So it goes back
to matching.
So it's important that you guys match them. So that's why you want to know the family history. Have they had pets? What is their current household consist of? How many dogs and cats they have? And
how old are the children?
Because
sometimes, for the cats maybe easier, but for the dog, right? Sometimes it is very important. I remember that when Maria was 6 months old or something, we want to adopt a dog, not a puppy, but like a puppy. I was German Shepherd. Mix, they're all from the shelter. But the people were saying, are you sure? Your daughter only 6 months old. The dog is going to outgrow her very fast. And you can't just, if it doesn't work out, you have to return the dog to the same shelter. You can't just find another home for her. I said, don't worry. I said, so far, nobody came to our family leave, and don't worry.
It turned out that they got along. It was a beautiful relationship. That when Maria was already four, she was riding on the dog. I thought she felt sorry for the dog.
No,
she was gonna
break. Yeah, because the thing is, she thought it was a horse because she's two. The dog is huge.
And the dog was
It was a big mixed German Shepherd. And also, when she was little, when I disciplined her, she got really upset. She was only two or three. She didn't speak that time. She would go over there and kick the dog. Little feet, was so cute, but she's not really kick. Tap the dog. And I have to drag her back and time her out and say, hey, you have apologized. What did you do? I'm sorry.
And the dogs... Both dogs and cats are very tolerable, and they really love you.
Yeah,
but
they come back and lick her, and she was a little feet with her. We don't wear shoes in the house anyway, so she will come back and lick her feet. That was so cute.
Especially when they're young like that, like when they're puppies, they're just very okay, whatever.
I found when the children growing up with the animal, it's my personal observation, it's at least with our daughter Maria, is very gentle. So she knows, you can't hurt animal, you can't put a tail, you can't put a ear. So she like a pet, sleep with them, so she's like a more gentle.
Yes, and it's very true. Like if they grow up with animals, they learn to respect the animals and they don't want to hurt them. They want to love them. And I had the same thing with my son. My son grew up with animals and he just loves all of them, the cats, the dogs, and whatever else I bring in the house.
That's really good for the
also builds up their resistance. They said it's actually could be healthy for kids to grow up with animals to build up their tolerance. Because if kids are not exposed to animals, they could be have more allergies in the future due to that.
Not scientists, but for our case, Maria growing up with pets in the home, the dogs, and she loving them, and every time Thanksgiving time, like now, she watches TV. She's old. She feels so sorry, for the animals.
So, what would you say? Let's say some people out there that are listening would love to have a cat, but they're afraid of the process. Maybe they've never had a cat and they don't know what's involved and what's entailed. Do you guys have any? I guess there's so much on YouTube now, but do you have any guidance or help them if they said that, gee, we'd love to have one of these cute cats, but we have never had that experience.
We've actually had several people come in recently that have never had a cat before. So we just explained to them, what it entails, what they need. And again, the biggest thing is having them come and spend time with the cats and the kittens. We've had people come in and they sit there for a few hours and interact with the animals. So that is very important. I know sometimes people will come in and they'll say, I saw this cat on Pet Finder. I want to adopt them. But we're like, first you need to spend some time with this cat or the kitten to make sure that, it is a good fit. And it's definitely what you're looking for. Sometimes people come in looking for kittens, but they end up going home with an older cat because they realize kittens are a lot of work.
It's like a puppy, messy. I know, just like way a puppy. Know, because, then they got want to scratch and claw. And then if you have a lot of furniture, you may not be too happy after
that. We know.
Yeah, we know with puppies, too. They're a lot of work when they have to go to the bathroom every couple
nighttime.
Hours. And nighttime.
I always joke, when our daughter was a baby, can't sleep like a baby, a whole night long. I'm my mother, we take off the baby. But when we had a puppy, Lucky, and my husband had to get up so many times at night.
Because at nighttime, he had to go every couple hours, and then had to clean the cage sometimes.
Yeah. It was just like having a child.
It was high maintenance, every few hours.
That's what I said. He did nothing for our daughter when she was infant, but for the dog.
Yeah, he had all the whole issue with deworming them.
It's all worth it. But as you said, Debbie, I think it's very important for people to match their personality with the cat and the kitten. Because some cat, I used to have a cat when I was in China. I love cat. So that time, some cat are very independent. Some cat want sleep on your lap all the time.
Absolutely.
So if you want the cat to be a companion, obviously independent cat may not work for you, right?
That's right.
But vice versa. But to spend time, it's just I think we all call the pet like our children, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you have to really matching, and that'll reduce your own anxiety and you will have a better relationship.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And the cat's personality is pretty much set, right? So if a cat that you have in your shelter is pretty much independent and comes to eat, that would be pretty much his
nature. The older cats, the kittens are always, they can grow into their personalities. Plus, the other thing to remember is when you have a bunch of cats in a rescue, they're in, a very stressful environment.
Yeah. True,
so their true personalities may not shine through until they're actually adopted into their forever home. Because we have seen some of our kittens and cats that have been very shy, and people say, I want a more active cat. But then once they adopt them and get them home, the cat opens up and becomes more playful. That's a big consideration. The cats are not always what they seem when they're in the rescue because of, the stress environment for them.
Totally
that's
agree.
True, yeah.
Because when we adopted the little guy, Chip, 6 years ago, and the dog didn't bark. And very quiet. It's like really shaking. And it's like, we took it home. After a few months, suddenly one day, he barked. We were shocked. I said, whoa, he barks.
Yeah.
Very active after that.
Yes.
But at the beginning was really,
Oh, yeah. They have to learn.
They have to get comfortable with the territory. Maybe because we had two bigger dogs that he felt a little bit shy at first until he got until he felt that he was part of the home. Because when we first adopted him, the two bigger dogs played with him in a very playful manner and wrestled him outside. And we were watching him.
We have to tell the two behave.
But they were trying to show their dominance. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it takes a while. Sometimes it takes a while to build trust with the animal because, the animal's coming to a new environment and they're not sure what's going on. So it sometimes takes a little time. And you have to be patient. That's another thing I recommend. When you bring in a new animal to your home, patience is key.
Yes.
Because sometimes they might be very stressed and they might do things like, not go in the litter box or scratch something. So you have to work with the kitten or the cat and, spend a lot of time with them. You can't just bring them home and forget about them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Seize the opportunity to lease a spacious building with private parking located in bustling downtown Jamesburg, Zone Commercial Business District or CBD. This permitted use includes retail, office, medical, restaurant, hotels, and personal service establishments, and much more. To find out more, call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations, with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
Okay, welcome back. We have Debbie Diddle, the president of the New Beginnings Animal Rescue, as our guest, talking about the adoption of cats and kittens. And Debbie, welcome back again from the break. And
thank you.
Once again, please share with us your center's location and the contact info for people that may want to adopt a cat or kitten.
Okay, yes. We're located at 742 Route 18 North in East Brunswick. And we also are on Facebook and we are on Pet Finder under New Beginnings, New Jersey, petfinders.org. So you can look us up on Facebook or you can come stop by and visit us during our adoption hours.
Okay, great. So let's talk about it because you guys are all volunteers. So that's
correct.
A very great thing you do to, to look out for the welfare of these cats and kittens. Can you talk about a typical day for your work and with the adoption center?
Sure. So our volunteers are assigned to different tasks at the rescue. So we have what's called a clean and feed shift, which is every morning and every evening. And that's where the volunteers come in. They'll clean the cages. They'll clean and change the litter boxes. They'll feed the cats. They mop the floors, they sweep the floors because you have to keep it as sanitary and as clean as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we also have volunteers that come in that are specific for socialization. And what they do is they spend time with the cats to make sure they're socialized to go into, their home. Because sometimes we do have cats that were from a feral colony, or sometimes they're just very shy and they're not, you know, they can be intimidated. So we spend time playing with them and, you know, having human contact with them so they get comfortable being around humans. And then we also have, of course, our adoption hours, which I mentioned were Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8, and then Friday and Saturday from 12 to 5. So during that time, it's just strictly we focus on the adoptions. We don't have anybody in doing any of the chores. And in between that, the volunteers will do things like we have to do laundry and folding laundry and making sure the food is stocked. So they do a lot of that and just making sure the rescue stays clean and neat and stocked for the cats. But there's always somebody there throughout the day during different shifts. And our volunteers, they work a minimum of 2-hour shifts. So if anybody is interested, and we're always looking for volunteers because, as you know, it's kind of hard to find people sometimes. So if anybody out there is interested in volunteering, we're looking for that. And we're also looking for more foster families, because another thing we do is when we get in, especially new kittens, we'd like to have them go into a foster home until they're a little bit older so that they can come to the rescue to be adopted. And right now we have a shortage of foster families. So anybody is interested in fostering a cat, especially if they've never had a cat before, it's a good opportunity to see if a cat is the right fit for your family. You can foster them for so many weeks, and then they come back to our rescue to be put up for adoption.
Okay, great. And I'm sure also, what about donations? I'm sure donations are more than welcome, whether it be monetary
donations,
or food.
Because, again, being we are an all-volunteer, and we do rely mostly on private donations and fundraising. So we are always looking. We do have a wish list on Amazon that is under New Beginnings Animal Rescue New Jersey. We're always looking for food and treats and cleaning supplies. We go through a lot of bleach because we use bleach and water to clean the cages to make sure they're sanitized. And we do a lot of fundraising. Right now we have an online auction going on for people to go on and bid on items, and all the proceeds benefit our rescue. And then we are going to be having, for the first time, a holiday sponsor a stocking for a cat. So for $20 a stocking, you can sponsor one of our cats to make sure they have a nice holiday, and they have special, we're going to give them special meals and toys. So that's, we're going to be posting that on our Facebook page within the next week or so. And then we're going to host our first Tricky Tray April 5th of next year to try to raise money, because it has been tough. We've had a lot of, you know, medical expenses for some of our cats, and it does add up. So donations are always welcome, whether it be money or food or supplies.
And the donations, again, you go to your Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
go to our Facebook
New Beginnings
page.
It's under Facebook, go to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings Animal Rescue New Jersey. And then we have our website is nbarnj.org.
Okay. And let's also, now you mentioned something about the animals that get sick, like any pet. Unfortunately, you hope they stay healthy and live a long life, but illness does happen with all animals. So do you work with any of the local vets? Do they give you like a break on some of the treatment, even though there is, it's costly to take care of an animal, just like a loved one? It's can add up quite a bit, you know.
Yeah, we do. Edgebrook Animal Hospital in East Brunswick works with us. We have Dr. Slade that's there. He does actually room visits for us. And he gives us a discount on our vaccines and our medical procedures, because there are times we have to have the cats either spayed or neutered, and we have to make sure they're up to date on rabies and all their vaccines. So we do work with them. And for emergencies, we'll use some Garden State Veterinary Hospital for, you know, different emergencies. So we do have, and we have a vet tech that comes to our rescue as well, because we don't have an actual vet on site because we're a small rescue.
Sure.
So we do utilize the local, especially Edgebrook.
Right. So the people know that if they're adopting from your organization, they know that the pet, the cat or the kitten that they adopt will be fully up to date on their vaccinations,
yes,
and also will be spayed or neutered.
That is correct.
Correct. Okay. So that's good. So that's a one less thing to have worry free then when they get the animal.
Yeah. And the one thing that we don't do is we don't declaw the cats or kittens, because that's actually very, when they get declawed, it's actually very painful for them. And it's actually not good, because heaven forbid you're, cat or kitten gets out, which we've seen a lot of that lately. They have no way to defend themselves.
Yeah, right.
So we do not, one of our requirements is that you do not declaw the cat or kitten, because we want to make sure that they keep their nails.
Right. And the cats that get adopted in most homes, are they intended to mostly be indoor cats for their safety at this point?
They're not, you recommend they stay indoors.
Indoors,
I know.
Because
cats do, you know, do like to go outside, but there have been, in today's world, there's just so many dangers out there for cats and kittens.
Yeah.
And I've seen them getting hit by cars and they get lost and never, I mean, it's just, it's pretty sad. So, yes, cats should really be indoors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I used to have a cat, you know, when I was younger. And sometimes when a cat ran out, it's very hard to find them. It's not like, you know, I mean, very harder, I think, than a dog to find them.
Right.
Sometimes.
And it's unlike a dog. If you have a cat and you figure, well, I have a fenced yard, the cat can easily climb the chain link fence or even the vinyl fence or climb up the trees. And if it sees a squirrel or a mouse or something, it's going to be,
go
there just like a dog does. But at least, fortunately, the dog, it can't.
Yeah, I mean, and a rule of thumb is that usually the cats and kittens don't go far because they're usually scared. And some of the tricks that we tell people if their cat gets out is to put the litter box outside or put some clothing outside so that hopefully they'll come back. And sometimes they come back, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's better just for overall safety. Keep the cat indoors. It has its litter box, has its food, has its loved ones. So it can have a great life.
They adapt very easily. I know one of my cats that I took in was a feral cat. She was outside for about a year, and I was worried she would be crying to go outside all the time. Once I brought her in, she was like, okay, I'm content, and I don't need to go back out.
Especially like the weather now, right? Better stay inside.
Yeah.
They get spoiled.
Yeah. So people might be wondering, let's talk a little bit more about what's involved if you want to take the responsibility of adopting a cat for somebody who never had a cat as a pet. They would just have to get, can you talk briefly about the process getting like maybe a litter box and how often you should change it, how often you should feed them and, you know, what you have to kind of keep an eye on for the cat so it doesn't get itself into trouble within your household.
Okay. So, yes, definitely litter box and litter is key. And, you know, sometimes I like to have the higher litter boxes because I have one cat that's very messy and tends to get litter all over. And as far as changing it, it depends on, I have four cats of my own, so we have to change it daily, at least twice a day, because they use it a lot. And of course, you know, feeding them, there's all kinds of food out there, but myself personally, I like to feed my cats grain-free food because it is better for them. Because some of the basic cat food out there has a lot of byproducts and things like that. So I'm big on making sure they have good food to keep them healthier. Taking them to the vet is key, you know, keeping them up to date on their immunizations and their rabies, just in case, God forbid, they ever do get out.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, nails. I trim three of my four cats' nails. The other one I have to take to the vet to get their nails trimmed. But that's important, too, because they could get caught and pull. They could actually rip their nail out if they get caught on something.
Sure.
So keeping their nails trimmed is important. And just making sure they have fresh food and water.
Sure.
And scratching posts all over.
That was going to ask you. They need something to keep themselves
entertained. Scratching posts,
yes.
I have many scratching posts around my house. And they do tend, I mean, once in a while, they'll try to scratch the furniture, but I just direct them to the scratching posts, and it usually works. And, of course, lots of toys. They love the wand toys, and they love the little mice. And then interact with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important to, you can't just bring a cat or kitten into your home and expect that it's just going to, you know, play there. They want to be played with. They want interaction.
They want human interaction.
And they will start, and they'll, my cats talk to me, and I kind of know now, like, if this one wants to be pet or this one wants to sit in the window, they let me know. So.
Yeah, and they said the litter box is really important because if the litter box gets overcrowded or too messy, they won't use it.
So they want to. And then they will start going on the floor or on your rug. So it is very important to keep the litter box clean. And I do have one of my cats refuses to go in it if it's dirty.
More fussy than the human. It's good. That's good. Cat always clean. That's a good thing. But the other day, I saw something interesting on the internet, you know, on the YouTube. And someone posted a video, somehow taught the cat to call her mommy. And the cat would just say, mommy, mommy, mommy. That was like so cute.
Yes.
So cute. Mommy.
Yeah, well, they're very smart, too. Just like
they
dogs,
they're
very smart and they're very intuitive. So they have a lot of things.
Cats are very, very smart. Yeah. People don't give them enough credit, but they are very smart animals, and they're very intuitive. And they, you know, you can tell when a cat trusts you, if a cat shows its belly, that means the cat trusts you.
Oh, just like with a dog.
Our
dogs show their belly, they roll over
you,
so they want you to
touch their belly. If they let you pet their belly, then there's the trust, is you have built the trust.
Yeah.
Our dog always.
Yeah, he's right. They like the massages, too. And the cats, I'm sure, like the rubbing.
They do.
But they like, like you said, you said it correctly, they need the human interaction, the petting, the scratching,
Absolutely.
Cuddling, just, yeah.
Nothing better than human touch.
Yeah.
That is true.
So while a cat can be more independent than a dog, you still, if you're going to consider adopting a cat, you should still spend some time with it.
Absolutely.
You can't just, hours away and expect the cat to thrive in that community.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's not that much work, Ken. Think about it, right?
But you're enjoying it. You're watching TV, you're eating dinner, you're just enjoying it.
Like our little dog, Chippy, right? He's a smaller, you know, like a cat size. When I'm on the computer or on the phone, he just jump on me, and then he just sit behind my back, just on the chair. So it's like, I'm used to it. So, you know, it's really... when you love animals, it's not work.
It's not work. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So we're just out of time. We want to thank you so much for coming in, Debbie, and sharing with us all the benefits of your New Beginnings Animal Rescue. And once again, for our listeners, please give your contact information for adoption.
Okay. And thank you for having me. And again, we're located at 742 Route 18 North. Our website is nbarnj.org. We are also on Facebook under New Beginnings Animal Rescue New Jersey. And come visit us and see all of our lovely cats that are up for adoption.
Well, when you guys go shopping for the holidays in the Brunswick Mall, just across the street, that's the where it is.
Yes,
Brunswick.
We're right next to the State Farm Building.
Yeah. Oh wow!
They'll make a very nice gift for the holidays.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thanks again. We'll see everyone next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.